This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional, Part 30 of Peace and Love. And we come today to 1 John, the third chapter. And we're going to look at verse 14. That's 1 John, the third chapter, and the 14th verse. Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you anoint this word. And I communicate, Father, the words you want me to say. I communicate your heart's desire for your people. Send your peace now, Father. Not just to me, but to my brothers and sisters who are listening to this message. In the mighty name of Jesus. First John, the third chapter and verse 14 says this: if we love our Christian brothers and sisters, it proves that we have passed from death to life. But a person who has no love is still dead. You know, that is an important message. And actually, if we look at verse 11 forward, it says this: this is the message you have heard from the beginning. We should love one another. We must not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and killed his brother. And why did he kill him? Because Cain was doing what was evil, and his brother had been doing what was righteous. So don't be surprised, dear brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. If we love our Christian brothers and sisters, it proves that we have passed from death to life, but a person who has no love is still dead. Anyone who hates another brother or sister is really a murderer at heart. Whoa. And you know that murderers don't have eternal life within them. Beloved, this is a hard message. A very, very difficult message. Because you see, Jesus was teaching us to love our enemies. Love those who persecute us. John is telling us here in his first letter. He's saying, don't be surprised, dear brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. Christianity has become marginalized. We are told constantly in the press that the churches are emptying. The people are turning away from Christianity. That here in the UK and maybe in the United States, we are a multicultural society now, and therefore we have to encompass and engage with all religions. Well, I am saying this. As a Christian, we are supposed to engage with all religions, but we don't have to believe all religions, because we believe in the true God. We believe in the true Jesus Christ. And therefore, we are to go out into the world, as Jesus said, and preach the gospel. Go out into all the world, said Jesus, and bring the good news. And that is what we do. But we are not to hate. We are to love, and we are to love those who persecute us. I know Sometimes it can be so difficult. I know sometimes we just want to put away those people that cause us aggravation on all levels. There are people in my life that cause me such aggravation sometimes. And those people, and I'm not saying person here, I'm saying people, because there are many. But those people, I am being shown by Jesus that I have to love. I have no choice. And if there's a person in this world that I would declare that I hated, I don't have anyone in my life that I hate. Thanks be to God for that. But if there were someone in my life that I absolutely hated, look at what John is saying. Anyone who hates another brother or sister is really a murderer at heart. Whoa. That isn't good. That isn't good at all. I can hear your response to me as I'm bringing you this word, and I can hear you saying, you have no idea how difficult it is sometimes. Oh, yes, I do. You have no idea how difficult it is to love that person because they drive me insane. Oh, yes, I do. But, beloved, we have no choice. No one said that following the Christian pathway, no one said that following Jesus and picking up our cross and following him in that way was going to be easy. If they told you that the Christian life was easy, they lied to you, because it isn't. You give your heart to Jesus and it's wonderful, and the fan is flaming and the fire is burning. And you feel, oh, this is wonderful. I am now assured of eternal life. And then comes the trials. And the trials will come thick and fast, because those trials are brought to you from the evil one. Those trials and tribulations, those things in your life that will try and knock you off course. Those trials whereby you don't look at Jesus, you look at your own strength to try and sort them out. You look at the problem and you don't look at Jesus. You look straight bang at that problem and you say, I'm going to sort this out because this can't continue. And you try to do it in your own strength. But Jesus would say, why are you doing that? 1 Peter says, cast your troubles, your problems upon him. So that's in 1 Peter 5, I believe. Cast all your problems upon Jesus. Stop trying to work it out for yourself. If you're struggling to love someone, stop trying to work it out for yourself. Stop trying to do it with your emotion. Well, love, David, is an emotion. Yes, it is. But love is also a decision. As forgiveness is a decision, forgiveness is also emotion, but it is a decision. When you're going to forgive someone, sometimes you can't forgive in your emotion, so therefore you forgive with your decision-making process, and you say, I will forgive that person. And the chains of bondage are then cut, because you've made a decision. I believe the same is with loving someone that is very difficult to love. You cannot do it in emotion. You cannot wait for that bubbly warm feeling that you love them. It's impossible. But what you've got to do is to make a decision and say, yes, I will love that person. And then Satan will show you all the bad points about that person, and he will show you how annoying that person is. But if your eyes are focused upon Jesus and not on the evil one and not on the person itself, if your eyes are focused on Jesus and you have made a decision that you are going to love that person, then Jesus, I can promise you, is going to help you. And then, when the time is ripe, the emotion will come. Beloved, I said right at the beginning, it's not easy. No one's saying it's easy. But this is what John is saying. If we love our Christian brothers and sisters, it proves, watch, that we have passed from death to life. Listen, I want to prove to the world that I have passed from death unto life. And therefore, with my decision-making power, I am going to say, I will love. I'm thinking of one person right now. Right at this second, as I'm talking to you, I'm thinking of one person right now. And I am saying, in Jesus' name, I will love that person. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. It's so important that we get this message, beloved. It's so important that we take on board what I believe God Almighty is saying as He leads us to this passage, because there's no turning away from it. You cannot just say, oh, I'll forget 1 John the 3rd chapter and from verse 14. I'll forget that bit. That doesn't exist, because wherever you look, love is pouring out of these pages. If you read John the 15th chapter, the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter, you'll see Jesus talking about love all the way through it. He says in John, the 15th chapter, greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. All those people that have laid their lives down for you and for me during the wars, so that we could be free. Those people didn't even know you, but they laid their lives down for you. And Jesus says, greater love has no man than this, than he lays down his life for his friends. And that person that you're finding so hard to like, Jesus is saying, you can prove your love by saying you would lay down your life for that person. Would you do that? You can make a decision now that you will love. You will love with your decision. And I want you to say these words with me right now. Heavenly Father, I will love with my will. I will love. And then say the name of the person. With my will. Thank you, Lord, for showing me the way. I give you the honor and I give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.